answer goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last old log that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Joining me on the phone, our first time for 2022, our entertainment reporter, Jaden Forster. How are you, Jaden?
Good thanks, Dave. Happy New Year.
And the same to you. I hope you did have a Merry Christmas. Now, I kept an eye on your Facebook page, and you do put a bit of stuff up from time to time, and maybe overshare, which a lot of people do on Facebook. No, I'm only kidding, Jaden. I tell you. Christmas New Year was a bit of a roller coaster, really, when it comes to entertainment. Of course, Betty White was a big shock, but Sydney Poitier passing away.
Yeah, just a week or so after Betty White went, actually, over the weekend, we had that confirmation come through that Sydney had passed away at the age of 94, of course, the Bahamian actor, for, I guess, one of certainly the most sort of prominent actors in that real golden age of Hollywood, as we also speak about Betty White, of course. But yeah, in the golden age of Hollywood in the 50s and the 60s, very much, I think, sort of known in people, say, over 50 that I've spoken to in the last couple of days for To Serve With Love, but also, of course, Lilies of the Field, where he became the first black actor to win that Best Actor Oscar, the top award at the Oscars for his portrayal in that, his role in that movie. But yeah, he was very much one of those actors who I think really sort of demanded the audience's attention sort of every time he was on the screen, and very much, of course, paved the way for the likes of all actors, really, of colour, people like your current day superstars like Morgan Freeman and Denzel Washington, among others, simply because he refused to play those real goofy sort of stereotypical one-dimensional character. So yeah, very, very sad loss there that we lose the great Sydney Poitier over the weekend.
Yeah, so true on the screen, just so engaging.
Oh, indeed, you know, and so much as well off the screen as well.
True.
There's countless times, if you look back over history, of where he spoke about his life and his upbringing, probably the one that springs most to mind is his interview with Oprah, where he sort of really went into the fact of how there was no frame of reference really for people of colour on the screen, and that he did it not only because that's what black people would have expected of him, but also because of his mum and father, and he just, I guess, had to be his own man, and I think he can hold his head up high and say that he did that.
There's a lot of in the entertainment industry that their own men or women, of course. One is Nicole Kidman, who's done it her own way over the years as well. Her and Sarah Snook up for Golden Globes today.
Yeah, that's right. But as people may have heard in the news this morning, they won't actually be there to accept their awards following the whole scandal of ethical issues and the lack of diversity in the voting ranks of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, who vote for these awards. There's no red carpet happening this year. There's no audience. There's no media. There's no nominees in attendance. It's very much a private affair, basically a big PR push for the association, really, to brag about the charity stuff that they do away from everything else. And the winners will be announced on social media from around midday today. But yes, Nicole Kidman up for the award for Best Actress in a Drama Motion Picture for her portrayal of the great Lucille Ball in that movie being The Ricardos, and Sarah Snook a Supporting Actress Award for her role in Succession. So we'll see if they are winners sometime after 12 o'clock today, and I guess if the stars actually accept those awards, given everything that's going on as well.
I'll keep an eye on your Facebook page for that, if you don't mind, Jaden. Look, quickly, and I can almost hear my dear old, dearly departed mum tisking away with a bit of a smile on her face. Nicolas Cage is going to be a dad again at 58, though.
Yeah, that's right. His third child overall, with his fifth wife, actress and model Riko Shibata. Yeah, he's 58, she's 27, expecting his third child. He's already got a couple of others from other relationships and marriages. So, yeah, anything I say from here on in will be considered ageist or babyist or whatever. So let me just say, if I was 58, I don't think I'd want to be having another child, put it that way.
Yeah, you've got plenty of kids now, is that what you're saying, Jaden? No, we will not go down that track at all. The whole thing is they feel how they feel about each other, and that's how we probably should leave it.
That's right.
That is so true. Look, great to catch up with you. Oh, the new year. Jaden, we'll talk again next week.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much. That's Jaden Forster, entertainment reporter.